Hello, everyone. Today, I will present our work, DarkPerf, which can tell developers which waiting events are creating the bottlenecks in their applications. This is a joint work with Yifan, Sixiang, and my advisor, Yang, at Ohio State University. In practice, developers often need to optimize the bottlenecks in their applications. To achieve that, instead of trying to optimize random code, they first need to identify the bottlenecks of their applications so that they can know which code is worth to effort. However, finding bottlenecks in complicated applications is usually challenging because both execution and waiting can create the bottleneck. Sometimes, developers may meet the case that an application is saturated. However, none of its threads or devices are fully saturated, raising the question, where's the bottleneck? Since both execution and waiting can create the bottlenecks, performance analysis tools can be categorized into two types, on-CPU analysis and off-CPU analysis. On-CPU analysis tries to answer what execution events are creating the bottleneck. It's quite well studied. Well-known solutions include the simple ones, like recording execution time, and the complicated ones, like critical path analysis and calls. Off-CPU analysis tries to answer what waiting events are creating the bottleneck. We find existing off-CPU solutions are either incomplete or inaccurate, which motivates our work. For example, log-based analysis only focuses on log contention and ignores other kinds of waiting events. Length-based analysis is inaccurate because, as I will show in an example later, length cannot represent the importance of a waiting event. So as shown in these works, the key challenge of off-CPU analysis is a mismatch between the local impact and global impact of waiting events. As shown in the existing works, local impact can be estimated using the event's length, frequency, and so on. However, to find the bottleneck, we need to understand the global impact of a waiting event, which is its impact on the whole application. Once again, as I will show you in an example later, these two types of impacts are not always correlated, because the latter one often requires us to analyze how an event indirectly influence a thread. In this work, I will introduce DarkPerf, a generic of CPU analysis to identify bottlenecks caused by all kinds of waiting events, so that the users can know which events they should focus when optimizing their applications. To compute the global impact of a waiting event, DarkPerf generates a holistic view of the application's runtime execution using a weightful graph. In such a graph, we prove that in each node, which is a strongly connected subgraph with no outgoing edges, must contain a bottleneck. We have applied DarkPerf to 7 open source applications. With the guidance of DarkPerf, we can improve their throughput by up to 4.83 times. Before I present our key ideas, let me first show an example. Suppose we have an application including two threads, A and B, working in a pipeline. Thread A and thread B share a queue whose maximum size is k. Thread A receives a request from the network, runs function A on the request for 2 milliseconds, then enqueues the request. Thread B dequeues the request, runs function B on the request for 5 milliseconds, then syncs the request to disk for another 5 milliseconds. So can you imagine what's the bottleneck in this example? OK, to answer this question, let's first see the runtime execution. At the beginning, the requests flow through the pipeline smoothly. However, at some point, the queue will become full because thread B and disk are slower than A. So at this point, it must wait until B can dequeue the request. In order for B to do that, it has to wait for disk sync to complete. Once disk sync finishes, thread B and A can continue to work on the following request. Afterwards, the application enters the stable state. As one can see, in the stable state, the combination of thread B and the disk creates the bottleneck because B needs to do a blocking sync. We make several observations from this example. First, waiting can have a large impact on throughput. In this example, on-CPU analysis can identify function B and disk as a bottleneck, which is certainly correct, but there exists another opportunity. If we remove the blocking sync with the non-blocking sync marked with the red circle, we can double the throughput because B and the disk can run fully in parallel. Second, longer waiting events may not be more important. In this example, A's waiting events are longer than other waiting events. However, as I mentioned before, the actual bottleneck is B's blocking sync call. A's slow waiting is just simply because B and the disk are slower than A. This means it's inaccurate to rank the importance of waiting events based on their waiting length. In other words, large local impact doesn't mean large global impact. Third, this example has no contention at all, which means contention is not the only waiting event that matters. So lock-based solutions are incomplete. These observations motivate us to develop dotperf, which should be accurate to identify bottlenecks caused by all kinds of waiting events. The key ideas of dotperf are based on two insights. First, to improve the application's throughput, we need to improve all the threads involved in request processing, which are called worker threads. In other words, to identify a bottleneck, we need to find the event whose optimization can improve all worker threads. In this example, thread A, thread B, and the disk are all involved in request processing. We model disk as a pseudo thread in our work. Therefore, they are all worker threads. As I mentioned before, for this application, changing blocking sync to an asynchronous I/O can double the application's throughput, and the throughput of all worker threads grow with it. Therefore, the sync event is the bottleneck of the application. The second insight is, if thread B never waits for A, then optimizing A will not help B, because neither B's execution speed nor B's waiting time would be affected by the optimization to A. By combining this observation with the first one, we can conclude that A's event is not a bottleneck if B is a worker thread. In this example, thread B never waits for thread A. Suppose we can make function A faster. This observation only makes A's waiting longer and has no impact on the application's throughput. Based on this insight, dotperf narrows down the search space by excluding non-bottlenecks events. To achieve this, we construct a holistic view of the application using a waitful graph. In a waitful graph, each thread is a vertex, and the edge means a thread is sometimes woken up by another thread. In such a graph, we have proved the following theorem. Each node, including at least one worker thread, contains at least one bottleneck. The node is a strong connected component with no outgoing edges. So in this example, thread B and the disk form the node. This theorem is a generalization of our insights. Optimizing events outside the node cannot improve the worker thread in the node, so they must not be the bottleneck. Therefore, the node must contain the bottleneck. Now, we have a theory, but when we apply this idea to a real application, we really get a graph like this, in which most edges are entangled, creating a big node. So to address this problem, dotperf trims large nodes by removing edges with little impact on throughput. However, keep in mind that accurately computing the global impact of edges is a challenging problem in the first place, which motivates this work. DoubleProof's solution is to use the waiting time spent on edge to estimate the upper bound of the benefit of optimizing the edge. Because the best optimization we can do with the waiting event is to fully remove it. However, even waiting time is not easy to compute when waiting is nested. This is an example of nested waiting. We have three threads, A, B, and C. C wakes up B at T1, B wakes up A at T2. How to assign weights in this example? A naive approach is to assign T2 minus T0 to the edge A to B, since A waits for B from T0 to T2, and assign T1 minus T0 to the edge B to C, because B waits for C from T0 to T1. However, this approach underestimates the edge B to C, because optimizing the edge B to C can automatically optimize the edge A to B. In other words, the upper bound of the benefit of optimizing the edge B to C should be larger than T1 minus T0. The perfect solution is, if a waiting event causes multiple threads to wait, then its waiting time should be multiplied by the number of waiting threads. In this example, the edge wait of B to C should be 2 times T1 minus T0, indicating that its optimization can lead to improvement in 2 threads. To achieve this idea, DoubleProof incorporates an algorithm called cascaded redistribution, which recursively checks the nested weightings and adjusts their weights. By combining weightful graph and cascaded redistribution, DoubleProof iteratively narrows down the search space. So if a knot is big, DoubleProof removes the edge with the lowest weight and retry. This algorithm essentially tries to identify the edges with large impact on the overhead, on the worker thread. Sorry. So the users can terminate the algorithm if the lowest weight in the knot is larger than a threshold, which is called termination condition. The actual value of termination condition depends on how much improvement the user expects, because edge weight represents the upper bound of potential benefit. Okay, here is the overall procedure how a user can use DoubleProof. First, DoubleProof records all waiting events in the kernel. So the users need to annotate events that do not go through kernel, such as RDMA operations or spin locks. Then users can start the application and enable DoubleProof. After the test is finished, users run the analyzer to generate the weightful graph and identify the bottleneck. DoubleProof is fully automatic in these steps, except the users need to set the termination condition I discussed before. After that, the users need to understand how the bottleneck events are generated. To facilitate this step, DoubleProof can record and present the cause stack of each waiting event. Finally, users need to optimize the application. Similar as most other tools, DoubleProof does not provide any help in this step. To evaluate the effectiveness of DoubleProof, we merely try to answer 2 questions. First, can DoubleProof identify the real bottleneck correctly in real applications? Second, what's the overhead of DoubleProof? To answer these questions, we apply DoubleProof to 7 open source applications. We try to investigate and optimize the bottleneck reported by DoubleProof. If such optimization can actually improve the throughput, then it's a confirmation of DoubleProof's accuracy. Here is the summary of our case studies. DoubleProof successfully found out the bottlenecks, including blocking write, blocking read, load imbalance, and lock contention. After we optimize the bottlenecks reported by DoubleProof, we can get an average improvement of 2.64 times. DoubleProof's average overhead to record events is about 5.1%. As one can see here, some of the problems are already fixed in the new versions of softwares or in online discussions. And I think we think this is a direct confirmation of DoubleProof's accuracy. In this talk, I will present our experience with HBase in detail. For HBase, we use the write workload with 1 kilobyte key value pairs as the benchmark. This is the weightful graph of the region server. DoubleProof identifies a cycle containing handler, streamer thread, NIC, and response processor thread as the bottleneck. This is because handler threads flush data to the streamer thread. Streamer threads send the data to data nodes through the NIC. When the NIC receives the acknowledgement from data nodes, it will wake up the response processor. Finally, response processor notifies the handler that a flushing is complete. There are multiple ways to optimize this cycle, such as using faster network to reduce the time spent on the edge from the response processor to the NIC, and reducing the blocking between the handler and the response processor. We try the second options. HBase developers have alleviated this problem by allowing all handlers to flush in parallel. However, the default setting of 10 handlers is not enough on a modern server. So we increase the number of handlers and find 60 handlers on our machine can get the best throughput, which is 41 higher than the original one. This is the weightful graph after we increase the number of handlers to 60. Comparing to the previous weightful graph, the bottleneck becomes the handler, and the edge of handler to response processor become much smaller, showing that our optimization is effective. As shown in the later version of HBase, optimizing handlers can bring further improvement, but due to the time limitation, I'll skip here. Regarding users' efforts, in the first step, we insert 7 lines of code to HBase and 12 lines of code to MySQL to annotate events like speed logs. The other 5 applications do not need any annotations. The investigation step usually takes no more than a few hours to change a usually takes more than a few hours for someone who is familiar with the application. The length of optimization step ranges from a few minutes to change a configuration file to a week to modify the design of the application. Note that there might exist other ways to optimize the programs, which may take longer time. To summarize, DoubleProof combines cascaded redistribution and weightful graph to identify events with large impact on all worker threads. In our case study, DoubleProof can find bottlenecks other tools cannot find. In the future, we plan to extend DoubleProof to distributed systems. We have made DoubleProof open source in GitHub. You can find the code through the link. I'll stop here. Thank you. Any questions?
I'll start with the question. So I'm curious, did you measure how CPU utilization changed after you fixed bottlenecks?
We didn't, but because DoubleProof focused on the waiting event. But actually, when we record the waiting event, we also record how much time a thread spent on CPU. So that means we provide several other data to help developers to debug the performance.
So you mentioned that knots are a necessary condition for there to be the bottleneck, right?
Knot is a strong connected component with no outgoing edges.
Right.
Yeah.
But is it possible that your analysis flags this as a bottleneck, but in reality it is not because of some other domain-specific knowledge, which means that this is a false positive in your system?
So your question is, So we identified the bottleneck that cannot be optimized, right?
Or it's not really a bottleneck. It's a false positive thrown by your protocol.
So because the knot is the minimal inescapable in the weightful graph, so if there are some bottlenecks, it should contain in the knot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Nan from Uber. Can you go back to the slides that you showed the example with the multiple level dependency of stress? Okay, I will ask directly. So when you have a multiple level dependency among the threads, why you choose to double the weights of the first edge, but didn't sum up all the weights from A to B, say T2 minus T1 plus T1 minus T0?
So your question is why we choose to only double the
double the weights of B to C, but didn't sum up all the weights from T2 to T1 and T1 to T0 for the edge of B to C, because you want to highlight the weight of B to C.
Yeah, but so you mean the edge weights from A to B will become T2 minus T1?
No. I just want to understand the motivation of double the weights.
Okay, so because it's a nested weighting.
Okay.
So in nested weighting, we want to emphasize if such optimization can lead some improvement in multiple threads. That's why we multiplied by the number of weighting threads. So in this example, the thread B waits for thread C, thread A waits for thread B. So for the weighting event of B to C, actually have impact on two threads.
Yeah. So why the weight is not T2 minus T1 plus T1 minus T0? I just want to understand why you choose double the weights but not sum up all the weights. Okay, let's discuss offline.
Yeah, I think we can discuss offline.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Feng.
Thank you.